after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Did Richie make it to the controls? No, Evan's still there. All right, so Evan.
Not yet.
All right, Jennifer's here and Kenny's here.
Yep.
And I have a bloody nose. The blood's dripping on the microphone. How exciting is that?
That's disgusting. How come?
Because it's so dry everywhere. I've been getting them here, there, and everywhere. All right, so the medal count. The essence of the United States being in first place is what people are happy about today. Evan, any changes in the status of the top three, four, five, I guess, countries, what place they're in?
No changes in the place, but we do have an additional gold medal for Norway in the go figure Nordic combined thing that just happened.
Okay.
The Nordic combined thing.
That's a good thing. Speaking of combining, all of our talents are going to be sort of hustled and rustled together for a conversation we're going to have with Tony Danza in a moment. He's interested in some local charities, and he's put together something. I like this idea, actually. Do more than you think you can. Do more than you think.com actually is the website. DoMoreThanYouThink.com. So we'll find out how you can do more than you think. This is sort of a contest that motivates people. I'm all about motivation. Love motivation. Before we get to that, though, a couple of quick stories. Flags are in the news today. I'm getting used to Scott Fredericks, who's on our affiliate in Billings, Montana, sending me some things. And I find every day there's a piece of the information that he's sending to me that's valuable. For example, did you know that a Navy veteran was fired from his job after taking down a tattered American flag? You heard this story yet?
No.
The U.S. flag code states that when a flag is, quote, no longer a fitting emblem for display, it ought to be destroyed in a dignified way, preferably by burning. Most everybody's heard that. You get rid of a flag, you burn it. Right? It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The point is that when the American flag has become tattered, it ought to be taken down and replaced with a new one. Navy veteran Rick Heilman was the fellow in the focus here. He spent 22 years in the Navy, was a chief diver, was at work at an equipment company in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He noticed that the American flag that flies in front of the business had been worn down. Says he told the store manager the flag needed to be taken down. He said, hey, the flag is pretty torn up out front. Do we have another one to replace it? And he pretty much bluntly told me, no. This is the guy running the store.
Right.
I said, okay, can we take it down until we have a new one? He said, the manager said, no. At that point, Mr. Heilman took the flag down. He stewed over it, went back to work the following week. After he'd taken it down, said his manager was angry over his actions, told Heilman that he had bought a new flag to put up, but was angry at what he deemed was insubordination. Hmm. You've disrespected my authority, and you are fired!
Uh-oh.
It's called the Yearwood Equipment Company. And that's the story from down there. As for, they wouldn't talk on camera, be interviewed. He doesn't think the instructions he was given to not take the flag down were viable. So what do you think about that? Now, this is, Scott sent me that. Not a Billing story, but a story that's worth conversation. As is, by the way, this story, which relates to the American flag, which our soldiers carry into battle. We fly them over foreign bases. We fly them here in our country. They're used in processions and parades, and, you know, we use the flag everywhere. So, how many of you know that most of the stars and stripes that we use now are made in China?
Ugh. It doesn't surprise me. I think it's terrible, but it doesn't surprise me.
Congressman Mike Thompson has written legislation requiring flags purchased by the Department of Defense to be 100% made in the United States. Legislation has been signed into law as part of the Omnibus Appropriations Bill. He said, I thought it was appalling our Department of Defense would have flags made in other countries. Duh. While the flag rule passed, a similar bill requiring all government-purchased flags to be made in the U.S. has failed. Why would you not vote Why, what congressman in his or her right mind would vote against a bill that would require all flags used by any governmental operation to be made in America?
Yeah, I would like
what
to
the hell
the
is the matter
who
with
voted
people?
Against him.
I would like to know that, too.
Yeah. Me, too.
Yeah. I don't get that at all. All right, let's find out if Tony Danza thinks that's important in a moment. We'll meet Tony. For those of you who haven't met him, he's been here before. He's been everywhere before. Is there anybody who doesn't know who Tony Danza is? If you do not know who he is.
No, I love Tony. Are you asking? I love Tony Danza. I grew up with Tony Danza. Are you kidding?
Tony's great.
Tony, well, listen to this.
I know. It's like his cheering version.
He's all excited.
Yeah.
Tony joins us in a minute here on Good Day.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above, check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you, but your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
All right, crank it up, Evan. Come on.
Take a chance and face the wind. Open road and road
and he's singing along. He's, Tony, you singing to this or what?
Yes, I am. I am actually singing along.
Good
we're
for
creative
you.
With our music here. Tony.
Nothing wrong with that. Tony Danza is here with us on Good Day, and he doesn't know how long he can stay, so we'll keep him for the rest of the day. You want to be around for the next 3-4 hours?
I'm shaking. And by the way, thanks for playing that. That was really an interesting. You know, I didn't expect to hear that song, and it just puts me in a good place. That was pretty cool.
Why? You know, I mean, everybody in the world either introduces you by playing Taxi or Who's the Boss. Come on, you must hear that.
I heard Taxi, but I'm just saying it just came out of nowhere, and it was kind of cool.
Yeah. Well,
hey, Doug, by the way, what were you talking about? What was important before?
I was talking about flags that are used in America but not made in America, and I'm not one of these. I'm not kind of a crazy zealot of any particular persuasion,
right.
But that kind of stuff always drives me nuts.
Well, isn't it part of a larger problem, though?
Yes, it is. You're right about that,
The larger problem being, I think we agree, is that we want to buy cheap stuff.
Yes. There's a very interesting debate going on now. Maybe this is not – it may be that you do stick around with us for a while. I saw something between a CNN reporter yesterday. I was on a plane. So I was watching CNN on the plane. And the guy who fellow who does the Ford commercials, who does a TV show – Oh, he always is wearing
this
a cap.
Is like a guessing game.
Yeah, the dirty jobs guy.
Yeah, the dirty jobs guy.
There you go, Mike Rowe.
Rowe, that's it, Mike Rowe. Okay, so he's debating this kid who's still wet behind the ears on CNN about Walmart and the fact that they are going to commit $250 billion to buying American, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I, as I'm listening to this, I'm thinking about what my father or Tony's father would have said about this whole discussion after World War II and, you know, the kinds of stuff that we are doing now versus then. They'd have throttled all of these guys, right?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I think that, you know, there was an interesting article in the Times a few weeks ago, and it was it talked about wealth addiction.
Yes.
It's really interesting, you know, and they compared it to any other addiction, you know, cocaine addiction, heroin addiction, and that you actually, and I think that we're, you know, we have this sort of ethos now that, you know, I go around and I talk about it a lot. I talk about, you know, I ask people what's the motto of America? And they look at me like they stare blankly. They have no idea. One guy said, you know, don't tread on me, in God we trust. I said, no, it's on the money and it's on the flag. It's the motto of America is E Pluribus Unum, which is the Latin for out of many, one. Or as my father used to translate it, my father used to say, E Pluribus Unum, we're all in this together, pal.
So,
my father. So now the ethos is, I got mine, and how come you ain't got yours?
Uh-huh.
And so the cheapest price, and we're all party to it.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want to pay it a couple of cents more. I had a conversation the other day that I was in shock listening to this. They were talking about this raise of $2 or $3. I think it's a total of about $2.90.
Up to 10 to the minimum.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And the fact that the minimum wage is lower now than it was in buying power than it was in 1968. And they were talking about this $3 raise, and they were also adding in the tip raise. That, you know, the people are making $2.30 if they get tips.
Yeah.
So it's going to go to $4.90. And the way they were talking about it was 95 cents a year. And there's a dollar a year. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? It's like, this is the sickest conversation of all time. You mean to tell me you can't raise it a dollar and not turn the world around a year at a time? It makes me nuts because that would say, hey, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
But we're not interested in that.
But we aren't anymore. You're right. There's too many divisions. There's too many people angling for control, power, influence, whatever it is. And you can look for the root cause, whether that does any good or not. How about we fix the problem and never mind the blame?
And
so what do you think is the fix for the problem, Tony Danza?
Well, you know, I don't know because there's so much, you know, it's sort of knocked off its axis. The whole thing is sort of out of whack because, you know, I go around and talk and I say, you know, what's different about being young now is first you didn't know you were poor when I was young.
Yeah.
Because sort of everybody was.
Yeah.
And rich is so much different. Rich is so much further away now, rich.
Yeah.
And so now you have people who, and by the way, this is on both sides of the political spectrum.
Yes.
Who decide that they can write a $10 million check like you have the change at the bottom of your pocket or the bottom of your pocketbook.
To get somebody elected.
And to get somebody elected to totally change the outcome of, and we're party to it because we believe
in it. Yeah, we let it happen. Yeah. You are so right. I say to people, when you get up in the morning and you're ticked off about the realities, especially political realities, and you wonder who to blame, look in the mirror. Do you want to hold on for me? I want you to hold on for a couple minutes because I want to talk about this other stuff.
Yeah, we've got to talk about what I'm here for, but the Supreme Court didn't help. Okay,
all right, hold on. We have to pause for a couple of minutes. Tony Danza is with us on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts. products from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
All right, let's get back to Tony Danza here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler and Jennifer Horn and Tony. All right, so what I want to underscore here, now that we found out your political philosophy or where you are in reality. By the way, there's an...
You've got to do with politics. You've got to do with people.
It
let
does.
Me just say, let me get to my thing because right. I've only got a minute. You came to me late. So here it is, Seth. So you know me. I'm a health and wellness guy. I like to be in shape. 20 years ago, I'm reading Men's Health. And I'm into the magazine, and there are those little factoids, and one of the factoids was, try Metamucil. You know, it's not just for old people. I was like, what? Yeah. Are you kidding? So I tried it, and I've been doing it ever since.
Really?
And I love it. And I really, it's terrific. And, you know, I'm Italian, so I have no problem. But it's really, it's terrific. It's terrific. And
I know the guy who developed it.
Well, they came to me with this idea for to try to raise awareness on health and wellness in the country.
Right.
It may be the one thing that we can come together on and end up being a good example for our kids, but,
there's a contest. You've got a contest connected to it.
They crowdsourced 1,500 organizations, well, health and wellness organizations, most of them charitable organizations, whittled it down to 10 nominees. You go on the website, domorethanyouthink.com, and you vote for, the organization that gets the most votes ends up with a $100,000 donation from Metamucil, and it's an attempt to raise awareness and to sell some Metamucil, I guess. Yeah.
Why not? I did two good things.
And it's important. You got to keep everything moving, so that's good. Fiber and just keep it moving.
You know, there's a moving joke in there somewhere.
There is.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
You can't do give back in Metamucil.
So
you know?
I got two thoughts for you. Number one. Come back and visit with us anytime because you are a good personality. Number two, if you're in New York, you might as well go for the job at WOR and do mornings with Scott Shannon because you'd be great at it.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it. That's praise indeed coming from you.
Yeah, well, listen, I want you to be a happy, healthy guy. You're a healthy guy, and I think you're happy, so keep it up.
I'm going to Broadway. Look for Honeymoon in Vegas.
All right.
Cool. Okay.
Tony Danza, when are you going to do that? I want to come. When does it start?
We're just waiting to find it. Just waiting to secure a theater.
All right. Have somebody send me an email because I want to come.
All right, I will. Okay.
All right. All right,
care. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
He's a good guy.
I like him.
Yeah, he's a very good guy. And he's got his head is right. And I wasn't kidding, by the way. I don't think this sounds too inside. A lot of people in our, maybe it does, it's a little inside, but WOR, one of the great, I had, through my career in radio, I've had three radio stations since I was a kid that I wanted to be on. One of them was WBZ here in Boston. I have succeeded in being on that station. The other was KABC in Los Angeles. I succeeded in being on that station. But I have not ever been on WOR, and I always have wanted to be. I came close. I came about an hour, as a matter of fact, away from getting on OR, but it didn't sort of come together. But the morning
Go
program.
Go for it. There's an opening.
Well, I'm not going to, but they won't take this program because it's, but I would like to, I mean, they could put this on before that show, a couple of hours, the Good Day program. Anyway, the morning idea, the gambling family, been on that station for what, 80 years, 90 years or something, and the various gamblings, now they're all gone, and they had some really stupid idea of putting a guy from Washington on at the same time he was on in Washington, he was going to be on in New York. That didn't work. Scott Shannon, who is one of the really great jocks that still exists. Well, I mean, this guy is a very good jock. Many of you who listen to Sean Hannity, Sean has, he and Scott are friends. So Scott does the intro. When you hear the intro, the introduction to the hours, Sean Hannity's program. Scott's voice doing the intro. Anyway, so he's a really, and if you hear the True Oldies channel on in a lot of markets where we are. As a matter of fact, I think we're actually the morning program on a couple of stations that carry the True Oldies channel. That's Scott's baby. And he was just fired from doing mornings in New York on WPLJ. He's a really good New York personality, and I think he would be great on OR. But I will tell you something. Danza would be a good morning show guy, too. He just knows how to bring people into the camp. Trust me, I've been around this once or twice. I can hear something good, and he's good. So we're glad to have Tony Danza here with us on Good Day 28 After the Hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the more common questions on the Pet Show is, Warren, how do I feed my pet properly? Many people just assume they can feed their dog once a day, and nutritionally you can. But if the dog's belly is empty, he's going to get into mischief. Here's the way I feed my dogs. The best way to feed a pet is several small meals daily. It's healthier and will make your pet feel a whole lot more comfortable. One meal a day nutritionally, as I said, may be enough. But what about the hunger that your pet feels at other times? When you're hungry, you eat. So our pets should have that opportunity as well. It will also help with overweight pets because smaller feedings more frequently can make all the difference in the world. And what about those dogs and cats that are very protective or possessive over their food? Two things I suggest. First of all, whenever a new pet comes into the household, feed the dog out of two or three dishes. It'll get them over that possessiveness over food. Also, at the same time, never exercise your dog just before or just after eating. Follow my advice. Small feedings more frequently. You'll be happier and your pet's belly will be full and get into less trouble. I'll more next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-4847.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I'm glad to be one of your faves, Doug. That makes me feel special. Thank you.
Does it really?
It does, yeah.
Glad to hear that.
You have so many special people in here.
I love a good bromance.
Actually, I don't really have, you know that, I don't have a lot of really people that I care a lot
about. Jennifer and Ken, just the fact that I'm in that crowd.
Well, I do.
So if you were going to rank us in how much you cared about.
Oh, stop it.
Who's your favorite?
Yeah, who's my favorite child?
It would actually be Rich.
Right, yeah.
Not at all. You are his favorite, without a doubt.
I don't think so.
I just save his butt more.
That's why I think he likes you better. Poor Ken, he's not even playing.
You know what, I would tell you something.
Ken does all the work.
I have, exactly, thank you. Yes, Ken does do all the work. But one of the things that I do get a chuckle out of, and I needed a chuckle in the last 24 hours, frankly, a couple of chuckles, and one of the things that does happen with regard to this program, last night I was in the town hall and we were having a meeting about some of the things that affect the farm here. And by the way, thank you. My God, what an outpouring of people and
I was looking at some of the locally. Local blogs up there in Framingham. Yeah, it's very nice how everybody's coming to the farm.
It's been great. And people around the country as well. Thousands of people following Facebook. I'm just looking over at my screen here. And a number of people just did, in the last few seconds, four or five emails, so sorry, stuff, because the news media has done a really interesting job of covering this. And considering the fact, for those of you who don't know, about 24 hours ago at this time, I got a call. Well, actually, I was watching my news screen and my email screen. I have three screens in front of me in both studios, both here on the farm and in California. So I'm looking at the screen, and we're in the middle of a conversation. Jennifer and I don't even remember what we were talking about. But I'm looking on the screen, and there's an urgent alert from the local Framingham. I get the blogs and the local news. Urgent alert. Roof collapses at Eastleigh. Cow's dead. So I'm looking at this, and then the phone rings. At that instant, you heard the phone ring.
Yeah.
And I don't ever leave my phone on. I don't know why I left it on, because she would have sent me an email sooner or later, my niece. But the reason I bring it up is because during the day, I mean, the press showed up, as you can imagine, like this was the big story of the day on all the news channels in
the
Boston.
The Boston station. Yeah,
right. You guys were following.
You can go to the Facebook page and see two of the news stations' coverage of it. And it really shows you. I mean, it shows the poor cows laying there being tended to. And they don't even want to get up. They're just lying.
Well, there were four.
Shock.
There were two that actually died, and they died instantly. There were four that were in shock, and they got him up. The fire department, my God, I will tell you, I've said this before, there were 30 guys, some of them on duty, some of them off duty. There were 13 policemen, some of them on duty, some of them off duty. There were vets that came from Tufts.
Yeah.
There were six, at one point down, there were six vets there. And they
giving them IVs, yep, warm IVs.
Yep,
and,
yep. Could you see that? I haven't seen any of the video. Could you see that in the video?
Yeah.
Very good. Okay.
But I think the classic thing you need to see here is the police or the fire chief. Well, what we tried to do in that, and I always want to do it right now, but in that thick Boston accent, is we're giving them an IV, and then we're trying to get the heavy equipment in here, and then we're going to get them up, and four of them don't want to get up, so we're going to try and get underneath of them. And it's just, it's really, really, really funny.
Yeah. Well, they did, actually, and that was the thing. I mean, I have enough equipment around. I have one of the great things is over the years I've acquired just about every piece of equipment that you can imagine, including something called a lull. And a lull is a piece of a, it's a building. It's used when you're seeing construction. It's that vehicle that has the long arm that reaches way up high. And so we use that in circumstances like this. We use it to move bales of hay, get loft, you know, stuff up in the loft and stuff. And we use it for a building because we do a lot of building on the farm. And so we also use it to get cows up that are down. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably what you saw in that picture.
Yeah. Yeah,
and so there were four cows that once they got them up, they were fine. They were stunned and in shock, the same as a human being would be in shock, let's say, after an automobile accident. But physically, they were okay. And so they responded. They were chewing the cud by the end of the day. And when I saw them last night, they were actually fine. They looked fine. And then there were four other ones who they did not put down. I said to the vet, if you think they need to be put down, then put them down. But he said, no, I think we're going to. There were no broken bones. And those are the ones you saw with the IVs in them, Richie.
Right.
And they were covered. They brought the state veterinary chief, called the Animal Rescue League, and they brought out these big, you know how you see in the movies and on TV and in the ambulance, they have a stretcher and they move somebody onto a board and they put them up on the thing to cot to put them into the,
right,
into the ambulance. Well, they have big boards like that that they created for the cows. So the cows that couldn't get up, they put them on these, they rolled them over and they put them on these boards. Now the cow, these cows probably weigh 1,000 pounds apiece, 900,000, 1,100 pounds. So they put them on these boards, and then they moved them. They pulled them into the shelter, and they wrapped them up with these special blankets that generate heat from the cows. They have aluminum sort of their insulated blankets.
Right. In a relay. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, those cows, there was one cow that was obviously in pain when I was down there last night because she was really hollering. And the others weren't chewing their cud. The ones that had been in shock were chewing their cud. They're fine. And once you see them chewing their cud, they're fine. And so those cows go back into the herd today, but the other four will watch. But it's just very interesting what people have learned. And that's part of what I've tried to do at this farm, because there are so few people who really know. You've heard me off on this, and I'm now producing a radio program once a week on Talkers Radio at talkers.com called The American Family Farmer. And one of the things that I'm dealing with specifically for the farmers, the small family farmers of America, are issues like this, where the farms are challenged by things that become extraordinarily expensive. I mean, if I had to pay for all that veterinary help yesterday, it would be like I would do it, but they won't send me a bill for any of this stuff because they did it as a matter of reflection and response to a situation that needed attention. And that's what the whole community did yesterday. We had people bringing pizzas in all day long, bringing food and coffee and drinks for the police and the firemen and the 100 people from the neighborhood who were down there walking. And if there's a better way of learning about what goes on a farm like this, I don't know. I mean, there's a silver lining to this. Even though their cows are dead, and the place is an unbelievable mess. It just is an ungodly mess. But we roped off all of the areas so the cows can't get in there. And, you know, whether We have some kind of a fundraiser or something. I don't know. We'll figure out how to.
Cows are right up there with dogs. When people see them, they're under stress.
Yeah.
You know, dogs and cats. Oh, poor little dog. Poor little cat.
And I've seen that, Richie, dozens and dozens and dozens of emails from people. You, I know you love the cows, and I know people can hear me. I mean, when I was downtown last night at this meeting, one of the guys, when we walked out of the meeting, looked at me and he said, I didn't realize that you had a radio program and it was such a big deal. And I looked at him and I sort of smiled. I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, you've got that gang. You have all those people that are on with you. This must be a big radio show. And I said, well, I don't talk it up in time. He says, why aren't you on here? I said, because you're never a hero in your own backyard. And I'd just assume not be on around here because I don't want people to kind of know me for that. I want them to know me if they are interested in me for being the farmer. But it was interesting how he was playing. He had listened to a conversation between all of us, and he knew the nuance of the conversation, which I thought I got a kick out of. At any rate, the people who have responded on Facebook, thank you. And the good wishes, you know how powerful good wishes are? Do you know how powerful thoughts are? Do you know how all of this turns into, from tragedy comes something really good? And so I see this ungodly mess down there, and I think, how are we going to, you know, in face of all the other stuff we're trying to fix, how are we going to deal with this? But I just figure, after thinking about it, I didn't sleep much last night, thinking that there will be people who will respond, and I'll figure out, with the help of people who are close to me, you know, a way of working around it, because I'm determined to save this farm because it stands for something that's really important. It's way beyond just having cows and just having a farm. It's something that now has become very important. And I will reference a conversation, because I stayed up late. You know, I had to have had a problem sleeping, Richie, when I watched Bill Maher. And that's what I watched last night at the end of the evening. There was a conversation going on about this very thing, about food and how people – he had somebody on, a woman who is an author, but she's also on The Big Bang Theory. And I don't remember her name. She's kind of a mid-late 30s woman with children, kind of cute. In a wholesome sort of way.
And are you talking about Blossom? Are you talking about Mayim Bialik?
Yes, that's exactly who it was. Yeah. What's her story?
She was on. She's really smart. She was on. She was on Blossom for years. That's where she became famous.
Yeah.
And then she took time off and went to college, and she became like, I don't know, like a rocket scientist.
Right. She told me she was. She didn't tell me. She was talking about her credentials as some kind of scientist. Yeah,
she's a scientist for sure.
Yeah.
And then she went back to TV to do The Big Bang Theory. She's married. She has kids.
Yeah.
She was into this attachment parenting, which I don't know if I'm all about.
Right. She was breastfeeding, and the kids are around, like sleeping 10. In the beds and all that stuff. Yeah. Right. But she's written a book.
She went
apparently.
To my mom. My mom taught her, too. She went to North Hollywood High School. Yeah.
All right. So, Kenny, can we find, let's you or Bob or somebody find out if we can get her. I'd like to have her on because you're very intriguing. Conversation. One of the things that brought me around to being interested in her was her discussion with most of the other people who were, you know, he has his panel of three guests every week. And one of the issues they were talking about was food and the locavore movement and where the food comes from. And this one guy who is also a television star, and I didn't recognize a little goatee. I didn't recognize him. I don't remember his name either. But he was all over Monsanto and Dow and how they are the villains in America and they're ruining the food supply and yada, yada. I mean, you can imagine how I perk right up for that. But this was an intelligent conversation about our food supply and what's going on with food choices in America and how I've said this. How many years have you heard me say this, Richie? When the government starts telling you or legislating your choices when it comes to food, it's curtains for that government because people are not going to stand for that. That's where it stops. And that's what's starting to happen. And it's legislated by the influences of this one guy was talking about Monsanto or somebody writing a check for $20 million. And that's what by the way, Danza just said a few minutes ago. Same kind of thing. You write a check, some company or some guy can write a check. The guy from Las Vegas, what was his name? Sumner or whatever it was, gave Newt Gingrich $20 million bucks?
Look at, I mean, a perfect example is Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York City.
Oh,
he wants to get rid of the horse-drawn carriages because someone gave him money and lined his pockets
he
for the campaign, and he wants
already.
To put in those battery-operated cars in Central Parks instead of the
he
horses.
He should be impeached already. He's horrible. Anyway, okay, so we're off on a toot here. But Richie, you haven't said anything, Rich.
What's I'm just letting you go. I'm going to let you get it all out right now.
All right, well, it's all out. I think I've done what I needed to do and said what I needed to say.
You feel better?
Well, I don't. It's not about feeling better. It's just about thanking people for their interest in this, number one.
When I talked to you yesterday afternoon, I'm like, this is going to end up being a good thing.
Yeah. Understanding. By the way, the cows, I remember, I might not want to go. Well, I'll go there for a minute. One of the two cows that died was a heifer that had, and I remember her, as a matter of fact, I think her name was Blossom. She had a horn that Edgar, when he dehorned her when she was a calf, he didn't get all of it, so it was a little sort of crookedy little horn that came out of her noggin, and that's how we all remembered her. She was one of the two that died. But they didn't suffer because the building just, whew, I mean, and the other thing, and this is one of those things, you got to visualize this. Anybody who knows anything about farming and feedlots and stuff and loafing areas, there are these rails, and I think you may be able to see in one of the reports anyway, we have these loafing areas. The cows can, they're beds. They have sand in them, and then they have bedding on top of them, and the cows lay down in them after they've eaten. And they each have their own individual bars. They're steel bars that separate them one from the other. And so when the roof fell down, the cows that were in those partitioned little beds, they didn't get hurt. I mean, they couldn't get up and they got scared, but they didn't get hurt because the steel kept the roof from caving in on top of them. The cows that got killed were at the feed bunker and they didn't have any place to go. So apparently it happened so quickly, just like kaboom. That they couldn't get out from underneath it. But that's sort of the pickle. Anyway, let's do a couple of quick spots. Jennifer has a television report, including news about CeeLo Green. It's 12 and a half for the hour on Good Day.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Chorabi, consumer finance experts. We all make New Year's resolutions. Keeping them is the hardest part. Lose weight, save money, exercise more, all are good goals, but often it's hard to stick with the program. Make this year different by considering options to help you stay on track with your resolutions, particularly your financial resolutions. Farnoosh Chorabi, consumer finance expert.
Staying on top of finances isn't always easy, but the right discipline and encouragement can help you stick with your New Year's resolution to manage money more effectively. For example, with the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, customers earn $25 per quarter for paying more than their monthly minimum and paying on time. The cash is automatically credited to your card balance, so you can use it to offset future costs. For consumers to pay off their balances over time, a reward of up to $120 a year might be enough to make a financial New Year's resolution pay off.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
I had crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, bleach a train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belveeta.
Morning win.
There was 57 channels and nothing else.
All right. Jennifer,
yes,
your job is to tell us what's going on in the world of television.
You know, I know everything.
I know you do, but impart some of that knowledge on the people who are listening. They may not know everything.
In 2 minutes. All right. CeeLo Green made a big announcement yesterday. He told Ellen DeGeneres that he won't be returning to The Voice on NBC. He said, I'm not coming back at all. And this is kind of a surprise because CeeLo and Christina would do the fall, and then Shakira and Usher were going to do the spring. But he said he's done. He said he didn't want to wear out his welcome and that he thought it was good enough. He's going to just keep it where it is, and that's that. So no word on whether or not Usher will join the next cast.
He's got two hits.
He does have two hits. You know, he's on tour with Lionel Richie, and I would like to see that show, Richie.
Yeah,
Richie.
I'm sure you would.
But we'll see. We'll see what he does. He has a show in development with NBC, so he said he's keeping that relationship. He just, you know, doesn't want to do it.
All right, hurry up. Let's go.
Brian Williams apologized on NBC Nightly News from Sochi, and he said it was to Arsenio Hall because NBC News left Arsenio off of like a Brady Bunch-esque photo montage of late night stars, and they had everybody. Andy Cohen, Chelsea Handler, people that probably didn't have as much fame as Arsenio, so he did a nice little apology to him. And CBS is working on a new spinoff to CSI. It's going to deal with high-tech crimes.
CSI Framingham.
cybercrime.
Yeah. All right, so that's it. Thank you, Jennifer. Doug and a good day, gang, at 51 after.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. Don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and I happy to talk now to Tom Kreitler, who is the host of The Money Pit. I have one.
He's going to rebuild your barn, Doug. He just committed.
Eastley Farm is my money pit. Right. And I'm going to ask Tommy, I don't know if you saw some of this stuff on the Facebook page. The roof collapsed at the farm yesterday, and some cows were killed, and it's an unbelievable mess. This was a pole building, too. And I want to talk with you about not only what I ought to do at the farm, but in general, what to do, because there are going to be roofs all over the eastern part of the country.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
On the big Boston websites that were and TV stations that were covering your roof collapse, the next story down would be how to keep your roof from collapsing.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's what was going on. So I want to talk to you about that.
Okay.
Because that's something very important, and there's so many people in the country that are affected by this. And now men and women who have small businesses and these old flat roof warehouses, I mean, this is going to, now that it's going to be 60 degrees here this weekend, and with the rain and the stuff, that's what brought down the roof. You can check it out, Tommy, if you look at the Facebook page and see the pictures there.
Yeah.
But it is something that a lot of people are going to face. So let's see if we can help them out. Maybe some of it is common sense, some of it is not, but it's worth our attention. We'll get to it in a moment. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit here on Good Day.
When was the last time you took a good look at the condition of your floors? Well, maybe it's time you did. With Lumber Liquidators, they're the flooring experts. All they do is floors, and they care too much to sell anything but the highest quality flooring. Even better, they buy direct from the mills, so you get the absolute largest selection of hardwoods, bamboo, and laminates at the lowest possible prices. Period. End of story. And right now, until February 24th, they've got beautiful hand-scraped hardwood on sale for 10 to 30% off their already already low prices, including hand-scraped birch for just $2.69 a square foot. Hand-scraped hardwood has a totally unique look and really shows off the wood's natural perfection. Just gorgeous. If laminate flooring is more your style, they've got high-quality laminate on sale for just 49 cents a square foot. You can't beat that. Well, actually, you can. They've got free samples at your local store and hundreds of stores nationwide. But hurry, this sale ends February 24th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, so Tom Kreidler here, who's co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, heard around the country every weekend. The essence of what my dilemma is here, the problem of what has happened is over. What do I do now?
Right.
Is the next question. But for people who would have this same problem, that is, and this was a pitched metal roof, and the pitch was about 40 degrees. What happened
was pretty good slope.
Well, but see, here's what happened. What they weren't paying attention to, this is a roof that was 15, 16 feet high. So right. Nobody's really looking at it. But in the freeze and the thaw, as the snow would melt on the roof, but yet at the end of the day, it would freeze on the lip.
Right.
So eventually that built up and didn't allow. Exactly. So there was so much weight. I mean, one of these guys said there was like 4 tons to the square yard or something of pressure. This thing, even though it was a very well-built pole building, God love Edgar, he built it. It came down flat and straight. But when people are, I'm thinking about old warehouses that have flat roofs or, you know, there are hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of these buildings in areas they're going to be affected by. We've had...
Your roof at home. I mean, it does the same
anybody's
thing.
Roof.
How do you keep it from doing
that? What you're describing, Doug, is a perfect storm here in the sense that when you have ice and snow that melt at the roof edge, it forms a dam, as you know.
Yeah.
And then the water that normally would drain off the roof, thereby relieving the roof of that weight, can't get off the roof. The snow kind of acts to help it stay on the roof. And water is very, very heavy, 8 pounds per gallon. You add that to the rain that came, and the water has nowhere to go, and the weight really, really builds up.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, how can you protect yourself? I mean, look, if you've got a roof that you suspect, which you didn't even suspect in this case, but if you've got a roof like that that's got a lot of ice that's hanging on the edge, you got to get out there with a snow rake and start pulling the snow off those roofs. And the quicker you do it, just like snow shoveling after the storm, the easier it is.
Yeah.
But I think folks, somebody said to me yesterday, I didn't even realize there was such a thing as a snow rake. There is. You know, it looks like a yard rake, except it's, about 15, 16 feet long, and it's lightweight, and it's designed
to slide the end of it is stronger, and it's got more spikes on it, sort of.
Yes, exactly. It's like a deep rake.
Yeah.
Like an iron rake, but bigger, and it pulls that snow off so it can't freeze at the end. And so, you have to clean your sidewalk, and you have to clean your roof if you're concerned about that issue. I mean, I predicted it yesterday morning. I was on a New York City radio station. I said, we're going to have roof collapses today. I didn't realize it was going to be one of yours, and I'm very sorry that that happened to you.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, it is one of those things, and with the old expression, a word to the wise is sufficient. Let's hope that people will take your advice and clear that snow off, especially the edge of the roof. Especially if a metal roof, it comes off. But the other thing on a flat roof, you're going to have to go up there and shovel it off. Tom Kreidler, Money...
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.